Here at the Commodity Classic at the Propane Education and Research Council booth, I'm with Sint Munson, and he's been here talking to farmers here at the Commodity Classic, and one area of interest that they've seen here at the Classic is in grain drying and propane use in grain drying. Tell me a little about that, Sint.
Yeah, you know, PERC has worked with a number of grain dryer manufacturers over the last few years to look at adding additional efficiency, upgrade the efficiency of grain dryers on the market. And, you know, across the board, today's grain dryers are much more efficient than the grain dryers of, you know, 20, 30 years ago. So a lot of folks are looking at an opportunity to upgrade their grain dryers to a more efficient model. And as you look at what's available to kind of offset that purchase price, you know, we have incentives available at PERC, and you can learn more about those at propane.com. There's also other grant programs available to help people purchase new high-efficiency grain dryers. So there's, you know, a lot of people are looking at it, and, you know, what we've seen through our research, these new grain dryers compared to old grain dryers, folks are saving, you know, 50% on their fuel costs just by getting a new grain dryer in place. And at the same time, you know, they've got a higher capacity. You know, as farms grow, they need more capacity to dry their grain. And they have the flexibility then to, you know, harvest when they want, get it dried down, and sell when the market works for them. There's just a lot of opportunities for guys to upgrade and get some advantages.
Well, here in the booth, you actually have is that a lawnmower? Is that propane-powered lawnmower?
Yeah, absolutely. Propane-powered lawnmowers, we're seeing more and more interest in them for the same reasons we see it in other areas. I mean, it's a great fuel. It has cost savings. It's clean for the environment. It runs quiet. So that's a growing market for us. The folks that switch are reporting very good cost savings by moving to a propane-powered mower. And at the same time, we have incentives available towards those purchases as well through our mower incentive program.
As farmers have been stopping by here, are you seeing and feeling a lot more interest in propane?
It's people continue to look at it, you know, as we've talked about before. You know, there's a growing supply of propane. We continue to produce more propane here in the U.S., which makes the price outlook positive. It's such a clean fuel. It's trusted in you know, rural America as a source of energy. So, yeah, people continue to be interested. You look at the incentives that are available, the cost advantages of the fuel and of the equipment, and just the technology that's come out in the last few years with equipment that runs on propane. There's a lot of buzz about it. It's a great choice for anybody that's looking for new equipment. They really need to look at what's available to run it on propane.
What about the use of propane in animal agriculture, poultry houses, that kind of?
Yep, absolutely. Propane heating, whether it's for animals, whether swine or poultry, also for greenhouses, building heat is, you know, something that propane's been used for years. But just like what we talk about with irrigation engines and grain dryers, companies have been working in the last few years to develop new high-efficiency building heat. The quality of the heat is good. You know, it gives nice heat across the whole barn or the whole greenhouse, and it does so at a very nice cost advantage. You know, the efficiency of the heaters has gone up. So, you know, kind of same story. If somebody's got older heating equipment in their barn, it's worth looking at what's an opportunity to upgrade that equipment, get something more efficient in there that's going to cost me less to operate, and again, we have incentives available towards those purchases.
All right, and once again, you want to find out more, go to propane.com.
Yep.
Right, here at the Commodity Classic at the Propane Education and Research Council booth, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.